This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's 59 degrees in your house. It is 50 something.
It was 59 when we woke up this morning.
Too. Yeah. In our house too.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own personal heaters in their room. I'm the first one up. And it was cold as fuck.
Yeah, it was really cold.
But then she has this. I told you a while back, she put like this ventilating fan in the kitchen window, right? And it's a fan that blows outside air in.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's even colder in there.
In the fucking house.
Yeah, so it's even colder in there.
And so.
Yeah, so all the rooms that have fans, the fans are cranked up too. Lily and Jack both woke up in the middle of the night last night because they were cold.
Right.
And so they came and got in bed with me. And like, I'm literally. It's like we're fucking cave people.
Right.
Like they wouldn't not be on me because they were so cold. And I'm not proud of this, but it's true. I don't know if she like rigged it or what.
I don't
know how to use our thermostat.
Really?
Like I don't.
Locked?
It's locked. Yeah. There's not. I don't know. Like I do the thing. I turn it up, and it's like it won't do it.
Whose decision is that?
Hers. It's obviously not mine.
No, that's what I'm saying. I pay the fucking bills. Why can't I turn my heat on?
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't come up, I guess. Like, no, it's never been a situation where both kids were so cold that they wanted to come sleep in bed with me. But I didn't, that's the first time it's ever happened. So I've never, like, I went to try to turn it up and it wouldn't go. And I was like, what did she do to this thing? Like, why'd she rig this thing so I can't turn the fucking heat on? This is outrageous.
Right.
So I grabbed like four extra blankets and we're all huddled up and shit.
Now, I doubt that it's to keep you from doing it, but it's more likely to.
They're too short.
They're too short.
They're too short.
Well,
they can't get it.
Approaching the age where they were like, huh, heat.
I really don't know. And I'm just not super good at
thermostats
stuff.
Are surprisingly
so,
hard to use.
No, they're not.
From what they should be.
I'm sure there's
just simply.
I'm sure there's just one button that I need to press that
heat.
I don't know what it is. I did, and I turned it up, and then it didn't do anything. It like
but
kept
you don't
going
keep
back
it on
down.
Heat, though, do you?
No,
you
I just like
auto,
I,
right?
I like to turn it on because it's cold as hell on the like in our room. I like it cold because we got all them blankets and shit. I like that shit. And like I said, the kids they have like these new whatever kind of heaters in their room, whatever. And Samson doesn't use this motherfucker. Had the fucking ceiling fan on. I'm like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so did they. All the ceiling fans were
why
on
why
too.
Why ceiling fan on?
It's freezing.
Yeah, I go
it's cold.
It's 59 degrees. I'm like, hold on. I mean, I know. I just click it just to bring it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
no, I need
but
to learn.
Was that fan in the window for the outside ventilation air to come in the house would made it freezing cold. It was.
Well, I bet it was even colder in the kitchen than it was in the rest
and
of the house.
You see his ass. He just knocked out for Nico. Like hell yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
He's like hell yeah.
Yeah, Boone hates it because Boone's got short little hair, so he hates it. So he's cold too. Everybody was up cold in the middle of the night. Like, and like. Again, like old habits die hard, shit like that. We raised a certain way. You don't turn the heat on, whatever.
Right.
That's because we were poor when we were young.
Thank you.
We're not poor. Yep. Like, we're not rich. We're not rolling in it. But we have enough money to put the fucking heat on when it's 35 degrees overnight. Like, and like there's this, all these little funny things that my wife hangs on to, but then we'll spend $400 at fucking Home Goods on Christmas stuff. It's like... Well, let's find a happy medium here. Maybe spend a little bit less money on Christmas decorations, and then we can afford to turn the heat on when it's 30 degrees outside.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
No, exactly
like,
what you mean.
Yeah. I was like, well, just put some sweats on. No.
No, I'll sleep naked.
I don't want to. Like,
I'm sleeping naked
I wanna,
and everything.
I want the house to be whatever. Like, I like the house to be right around 68 degrees in the summer and in the winter. and we have enough money to make that happen. You know what I mean?
Dude,
it's a privileged life that we lead.
Yeah, Joe White, my something was wrong. I think my neck or something. And so I went downstairs to get an Advil. Why does she feel the need that all the Advil in our house has to be on her nightstand? So you see my ass this morning, ninja style, trying to wake her ass up, looking for fucking Advil.
And a knocked over pill bottles loud.
Knocked it over. To
knocked over pill bottles loud in the middle of the night.
She's going to go through that. That's the consequence.
Yeah, that's the risk she runs.
The whole bottle of Advil.
Yeah.
You can take one or two. You got the whole fucking bottle of
Advil. No, I know. We have Advil in three different places, but it always moves. Because we have a medicine cabinet. Where the medicine is, you know? So except for that,
need to take the bottle.
Her! Yeah, because she'll use it and put it somewhere else. It's just like these fuckers with their shoes.
They're fucking with you.
And by these fuckers, I mean my family that I love.
Hey, they're fucking with you.
They have to be. Because I got home yesterday.
She must have listened to the show herself.
I got home yesterday, and Lily was like, hey, let's play in the fort we made. And I was like, awesome, let's play in this fort. And I went back in there, and I was like, Jack's shoes are back there. You guys got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You have to be kidding me right now.
He came home, went into the fort.
That's exactly what he did. But it's like, come on. All I do is walk around and tell people to put their shoes away. And then I feel like an asshole because all I do is walk around and tell people to put their shoes away.
They're fucking with you.